Hello, Minnesota boxing fans, and welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Brian Johnson, and my co-host is Sean Strauss. In this episode, we present a virtual press event featuring WBA super middleweight champion David Morrell Jr. of Minneapolis by way of Cuba and Idos Yerbasinoli, who square off in the main event of the November 5th Showtime PBC boxing card at the Armory in Minneapolis. This promises to be an outstanding main event featuring two hard-hitting, unbeaten gladiators. Showtime's Brian Custer moderates the discussion. Stay tuned to the Minnesota Fight Night podcast for future episodes where we will offer interviews, insights, and previews of upcoming events. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Boxing will be making its second visit this year to Minneapolis and the historic Minneapolis Armory. We're going to bring you a triple header of fights that are go down at 9 p.m. Eastern. That is 6 o'clock Pacific time. And we're going to begin the broadcast of this triple header with an undefeated middleweight, Fyodor Gjorkazyn will be taking on Nathaniel Gallimore. That will start the night off. The co-main feature will also feature the former unified junior middleweight champion of the world, Jason Rosario. You'll see him in action. And then we get to the main event. The main event, we've got two unbeaten fighters, both with knockout power. David Morrell, unbeaten. Six knockouts from Minneapolis. Of course, that's now his hometown. And then he'll be taking on Idos Yerbasinoli, 16-0. He's got 11 knockouts. He's from Kazakhstan. And of course, this whole event, which is being promoted by TGB Promotions, also by Warriors Boxing, tickets are on sale now. And they can be purchased right at the Armory, or you can go online at armorymn.com. Again, that's Armory, M as in Mary, N as in Nancy.com, or you can just go right through Ticketmaster. I'm going to talk to both of these fighters, get their input on this big main event matchup for both of them. I'm going to allow you members of the media to ask questions as well. All we ask is that you hit the raise your hand icon there on the Zoom. And of course, Andrew Roberts from Swanson Communications, he will acknowledge you and you can ask your question. But before we get into the questions, let's talk to these guys and get their thoughts on facing one another. Let's start with David Morrell. Again, 7-0. Six of his victories have come by knockouts. Minneapolis is now his hometown. Our Martin Bader will do the translation. David, if you would, give us an opening statement on fighting once again back at home, but this time against an unbeaten fighter like Idos Yerbasinoli.
Bueno, David, ¿me escuchas bien?
Sí, sí.
Genial. Entonces, llegas a esta pelea 7-0, 6 knockouts, y vas a volver a pelear en lo que ya es tu ciudad, de Minneapolis. ¿Cómo te sentís de cara a este nuevo desafío, esta vez contra un oponente que está invicto?
No, first, thanks Hermon, thanks for the Cuba family, thanks my team, thanks Showtime for my second opportunity the your channel. I'm excited, man. I respect him, I respect my every opponent, but I know the him is a strong fighter, he's a good fighter. But I'm so excited, like it's my third time in my house.
Fantastic. Thank you, David. And now he'll be facing another unbeaten fighter, Idos Yerbasinoli, 16-0. 11 of his victories have come by knockout. Callie will be doing the translation for Idos. Idos, if you would, give us a statement on facing David Morrell in Minneapolis on Showtime Championship Boxing.
David Morrell
Біз енді жекпе-жекті күткенімізге бір жыл болды. Негізі бұның алдында шығуымыз керек еді. Жекпе-жекке білмеймін енді. Ұзақ күтіп алдық.
We were waiting for this bout like for almost one year. So we should have fought before Calvin Henderson. So now it's time finally to face with the champion.
Moral жақсы. Мықты боец, несі бар, школасы бар, бокс мектебі бар.
So David Morrell, about David Morrell, he's a good fighter, has a boxing school, you know, Cuban boxing school. He's most skilled, you know. I respect him as a fighter, as an athlete. So yeah, all respect.
Fantastic. Thank you guys. David, let's talk about this fight. Idols is unbeaten. He has stopped 3 of his last 4 opponents. Is he the most dangerous opponent that you've faced thus far?
David Idols ha noqueado sus últimos 3 de los últimos 4 oponentes que ha enfrentado. ¿Y vos crees que eso lo hace el oponente más peligroso que has enfrentado hasta ahora en tu carrera?
No, yo pienso que componentes peligrosos son todo. Like, nadie es fácil, todo el mundo va a la pelea con una buena preparación, todo el mundo va a la pelea a su clima, a su máximo nivel. So, no pienso que ningún oponente sea fácil, simplemente que ha sabido hacer bien su trabajo, se ha desempeñado bastante bien en sus últimas peleas y ahí está su resultado, pero no pienso que sea el oponente más difícil.
I don't think that he's my hardest or most dangerous opponent, where I'm not about to underestimate him either, because every fighter is dangerous, and you know they got there for a reason. Just like Aidos, he has gotten his credentials and he has been fighting really well, like you mentioned, with all the stoppages. So I'm gonna face this challenge just like I would any other, with all respect for Aidos, and go from there.
Pero sí, okay. Pero sí el oponente más fuerte que sí sé que el oponente más fuerte que voy a enfrentar porque ya he peleado con boxeadores de allá de Kazajstán, Rusia, soy, y son excelentes boxeadores desde el amateur, desde toda la vida.
Having said that, he probably is the toughest opponent that I'm gonna have faced until now. He has gone up against fighters from Russia, Kazakhstan, some really tough guys, and I'm well aware of how tough he can be.
Thank you very much. Idols, let me get your response here. You heard David. He said, without question, you're probably the toughest opponent that he's faced, not the most dangerous. What about Morrell? Is this the best opponent you think you've faced thus far?
So he trains with any opponent the same. So he respects all the opponents and the same with David too, you know. So there is nothing special about David Morrell because he's training the same with the other boys.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. David, listen, you got a tough opponent in Idols, but you have been very vocal that you want a big fight, a really big fight with David Benavidez. Do you believe then you need not only a win over Idols, but even a stoppage if you want that fight with David Benavidez?
Todos sabemos que has sido muy vocal sobre querer pelear contra David Benavidez, más allá de esta pelea contra Idols de ahora. ¿Crees que para poder tener esa chance contra Benavidez no solo tenés que ganar el sábado 5 de noviembre, sino que también tenés que gustar y noquear?
Right now I am fucking 100% in this fight. So I'm not fucking Benavidez, no fucking never people like the audience. So I am fucking my next fight. I mean, no it's necessary not down with not cow like my next fight, you know what I mean? So I'm looking good. Good fighting, like I think it's better for me, but no it's necessary the knockout.
Idols, tell us why. Tell us why you not only accepted this fight against Morrell, but agreed to fight him in his hometown where he's had his last three fights. He's had this huge crowd advantage and he stopped all three of those fighters.
Бізге керек нәрсе болса барамыз, бізге осы билік керек, сондықтан бізді осы билікті алу керек.
So Kazakhstan, are the warriors, our ancestors were expanders, how do you say, like expanding the lands before, you know, so we are descendants of the warriors, nomadics, so we don't like scared of any challenges, you know, so we're ready to take this belt. So we're coming for the belt. That's why we took this fight, you know, it doesn't matter. It's his home, whatever, you know, so we are warriors.
Love it. So David, listen, he says he is a warrior. He's coming to take your belt. How much advantage do you think you have by fighting there at the Armory in Minnesota?
Bueno, Kaidos dice que él proviene de una tierra de conquistadores, de guerreros, con un linaje muy importante. ¿Qué tanto sentís que te va a servir la localía como ventaja en Minneapolis?
No, yo digo que la localía no interesa, simplemente lo que interesa es los boxeadores que están arriba del ring y quien haga mejor su trabajo. Donde esté, donde sea, eso no importa, como si llevas debajo de un puente.
To be honest with you, I don't really care where we fight. Like the home ring advantage is not really a thing that I'm concerned about, because in the end, it's all about the two fighters that are out there. So regardless of where we fight, in Minneapolis or anywhere else, my attitude wouldn't change against Tidos at all.
También sé que Kazajstán tiene una buena historia en el boxeo, y eso lo respeto mucho, pero bueno, también vengo de un lugar de obvio de Cuba, ¿no? Que también tiene una historia, así que como que gane mejor entonces.
And I know, as far as what you said about your heritage and your lineage, I'm well aware of the fact that Kazakhstan has a good generation of fighters right now and a good history of fighters in the past, but you also got to keep in mind that I come from Cuba, where we also have a really good history of fighters that I plan to honor as well.
Okay.
Fantastic. Morrell in the past has made it no secret that he would love a fight with David Benavidez after you. But what about you? Who else at 168 intrigues you after this fight?
Intrigue you? What do you mean?
Who else at 168 would he love to fight after this one?
After this one. So на бойдаңгин Давид Бенависпен шанс бар ғой, бәрінде контракт бойынша. А вообще, с кем бы ты вообще?
Мен айта алмаймын. Мынау деп айта алмаймын конкретно, бірақ любоймен дайынмын ғой. Мен бұның алдында да айтқанмын. Любоймен қазір абсолютный чемпион бері Канеломен де мысалы спарринг жасадық. Ол да өзім сияқты адам.
So there is no special one, like, so whoever, you know, whoever wants to fight me, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. And can you get Idols' response when Morrell said, hey, look, I'm from Cuba. I understand your lineage, but I'm from Cuba, and you've got to respect that we've got great fighters that come out of Cuba.
Yes. Бізмен өзім кубинспін дейді, тоже бізден де жақсы боксерлар келіп жатыр дейді. Ну, бізде жақсы боксерлар бар дейді Кубада. Сол жайлы ойында айтасың.
Енді Кубаның бокс мектебі жақсы ғой, любительский бокс мектебі.
Совет үкіметінде
болған. Иә, бірақ біздің совет үкіметінің тренерлері берген ғой.
So, yeah, Cuba has a good boxing skills, Cubans. But you need to remember who taught the Cubans to box, you know. So you got the boxing from the Soviet Union. We still have this boxing, you know. So you got the school from Soviet Union. So it means like the we run the world, you know, in boxing.
David,
before Cuban know the boxing, we already doing the boxing, you know what I mean? So we yes. taught you how to box.
Got
for
it,
Cubans.
Got it. David, got to get your response to that. He basically said, hey, look, yes, Cuban has great boxers, but before Cuba, Soviet Union was boxing. You learned boxing from us. Do you believe in this fight, power will be the difference? Who has the most power will be the difference in this fight? What do you think?
Bueno, dos cosas, David. La primera, que acá se puso picante Aidos y dijo que Cuba tiene una muy buena escuela de boxeadores, pero recuerden quién les enseñó a boxear, que era la Unión Soviética. Y entonces, que sin la Unión Soviética no habría boxeo en Cuba y que Kazajstán era parte de eso, ¿no? Y lo segundo la segunda pregunta es, ¿qué tanto sentís que la potencia y la fuerza va a marcar la diferencia en esta pelea?
Mira, respondiendo a la primera, gracias por el apoyo, ¿no?, que se dio en ese momento a la Unión Soviética, pero cuando veo, yo no había nacido. Yo nací en 1998, así que no sé nada de eso. Yo soy boxeador, no histórico, ni político. Y respondiendo a la segunda, lo de la potencia, el power, eso, no digo que eso sea un punto de referencia, cuántos boxeadores que han sido más fuertes que otros han estado, han perdido, ¿no? Pero bueno, simplemente digo que sí, se dice que fueron ellos los que nos enseñaron, bueno, por algo será que la mejor historia del boxeo cubano siempre ha estado en Cuba, eso. Con el respeto a los demás, ¿no? Pero no entiendo muy bien eso que dice él.
Well, first of all, about the Soviet Union thing over there, he says that it's amusing to him because in the end he was born in 1998, so the Soviet Union wasn't there when he started boxing, and he's not really concerned with that because he learned everything about Cuban boxing from Cuba. And then as far as the power, David says that it's going to be a factor, yes, but not the deciding factor. It's going to be about being versatile and about being able to adapt to a variety of factors, as well as, you know, being able to take advantage of that power that you mentioned, Brian.
Fantastic.
Anyway, también que recuerde que él no es el único que da duro. O sea, también tiene que recordar eso.
Yeah, just remember, Aidos, you're not the only one that can punch hard.
And so, Aidos, what do you think? You think power will be the difference in this fight?
Как думаешь, сила, что всякое, система?
На бой там?
Это русский
человек. We're not counting on our power. It's our mind. It's in our mind, you know. Mindset. The first is mindset. Right mindset.
Got it. We'll I'll wrap my questions up with this. Aidos, for those in the States who may not be as familiar with you as a fighter, what can you guarantee that they are going to get when they watch you fight on Showtime November 5th against David Morrell?
Что тебя ожидает 5 ноября?
Я сөзбен айтқан ұнатпаймын көп. Рингте жұдырығын сөйлейді. Иншалла 5 ноябрь күні рингте менің күш қуатымды рингте көресіздер.
So in short, it's like a less words, more actions. We don't like to talk a lot.
Әлем көретін болады.
The world we see. And the Morrell should know it's not about learning from the Soviet. He didn't understand. You got the boxing for Cuba from the Soviet Union, which we were doing before Cuba had boxing in Cuba. You know what I mean? So you still, even your trainers, trainers got boxing schools from the Soviet Union. So
what is his name?
That's the point.
What is his name?
Bueno, que entonces que no quiere que malentiendas. No es que vos aprendiste de la Unión Soviética, sino de que más allá de que vos hayas nacido en el 98, tus entrenadores y los entrenadores de tus entrenadores, el legado de la Unión Soviética estaba en ellos y ellos te enseñaron ese legado que provino de la Unión Soviética hacia Cuba.
Oh, thank you.
De nada.
Yeah, like no, it's more sorry for me. Like I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, thank you.
Yeah, you're baby, no problem. Yeah.
Thank you for teaching me.
David, we'll wrap it up. And the same question I asked Idols, I'll ask you. On November 5th, what can you guarantee that people are going to get when you step into the ring with Idols, your Bolson Elite?
Bueno, ¿qué nos garantizás que la gente va a ver de parte de vos el 5 de noviembre cuando ingreses al ring para enfrentarte a Idols?
Digo que van a ver lo que ellos nos enseñaron.
You guys are gonna see what you say you taught us.
Oh.
That's a guarantee that.
То, что вы нас научили.
Yeah, like, dicen que you teaching me, okay? You see, like you teaching me, you see, November 5.
Yeah. Hopefully, you were a good student.
¿Cómo?
Que ojalá que haya sido un buen estudiante, aplicado, que hayas hecho.
Bueno, en la escuela no fui muy bueno, pero en el deporte hasta ahora siempre soy mejor, así que vamos a ver qué pasa.
Well, to be honest with you, at school I wasn't a good student, but inside the ring I'm stellar. I'm on a roll.
I tell you what, folks, this is going to be great. It is the main event on November 5th on Showtime Championship Boxing. I'm sure members of the media, you've got some questions for these guys. Andrew Roberts from Swanson Communications is with us. He will acknowledge you so you can ask your questions. Just hit the raise your hand icon there on the Zoom. Andrew, let me turn it over to you.
Thanks very much, Brian. Our first question is going to come from Cesar Seda. Cesar, please unmute yourself and you can ask your question.
Sí, mi pregunta es para David Morel. Y David, saludo. ¿Cómo tú estás, Cesar Seda?
Dímelo,
América TV, ya tú sabes, siempre para lo positivo. David, siempre. Escuché toda esta conversación que tuvieron ustedes dos, el trámite de las preguntas. Mi pregunta para ti es de dos partes. La primera es, tú no tienes tanta experiencia como profesional, solo 7 peleas, pero tuviste una gran experiencia amateur y también te llevó a ese mundial donde tú claramente dominaste a todos esos peleadores de allá, Rusia, Kazajstán, todo eso, y saliste el peleador del torneo, ¿verdad? Oh. Por otra parte, vas a tu casa, donde él dice que no le importa que estés en tu casa en Minnesota llena de cubanos, pero esta vez vas con refuerzos porque vas con otros boxeadores cubanos reforzando esa cartelera, o sea que viene más público. ¿Cómo tú te sientes sobre eso, encima de la otra parte del mundial?
Bro,
déjame traducir la pregunta primero, así no me olvido. So the question for David is a two-parter. The first one, the first part is how does he feel about his experience coming into this? And then the second one is that despite the home ring advantage not being such a thing, whether knowing that he's gonna have the support of other Cubans make a difference for him. Adelante, David.
Nada, César, primero que todo, gracias, tú sabes. Y bro, yo estoy la verdad. Ya mucha gente han dicho eso, de que no le importa que vayan a mi casa a pelear, no le importa nada, y primero que todo me está faltando el respeto a mí, faltando el respeto a las personas que van ahí a apoyarme, ¿no? Y no, y aclarando la duda, Minnesota no está lleno de cubanos. Todas las personas que me van a apoyar diciendo que son de aquí, de los Estados Unidos. Hay cubanos, sí, pero son de mi equipo de trabajo que van para allá. So. No sé por qué dice eso. Pero igual yo voy a salir a hacer mi trabajo, voy a salir a hacer lo que me voy a hacer y a no defraudar a mi gente, como siempre.
La experiencia en el mundial te ayudó también con esa clase de peleadores.
Espera, César, déjame traducir esto primero. Well, so As far as the two questions went, the first one about the experience, it's that, and also the home ring advantage. If Eidos doesn't care about fighting in my turf, if no opponent of mine cares about fighting in my hometown, then that's disrespectful not only to me, but for the fans over there. And they will see soon enough how vibrant the Armory can be. And then in the second part of the question about the experience is that he'll be David will be ready for whatever comes his way. Go ahead, Cesar.
Excellent. Cesar, do you have another question?
Yes, he didn't answer this part. La experiencia en el mundial, David, que te trae bien para esta clase de peleador.
No, claro, definitivamente. Tú sabes, tuve una experiencia ahí en. Estuve en tres torneos allá. Estuve en la Copa Euroasiática en 2015 y en 2016, y después en el Mundial. Yo creo que ha sido una de las mejores experiencias que he tenido. Me vi en competencias internacionales, y también me pienso y creo que me va a servir mucho para esta pelea.
The All question right. was about the question was about whether his experience at the World Cup of boxing helps him along with for this fight. And David said definitely, because I not only fought at the World Cup, but I fought at two other tournaments in Asia, including the Euro Asia tournament in 2015 and 2016. And I feel that experience is definitely something that I will call back on for this fight.
All right, great. Thanks very much for that, Martin. And thanks for your question, Cesar. Our next question is going to come from Pierre, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Nujame with KMSP in Minneapolis. Pierre, please unmute yourself and you can ask your question.
Thank you very much. Hola, champ. Good to see you again. Can you describe how much you've seen your skill set grow from when you first started training in Minneapolis to going down to Houston now and training? Just how you feel about your skill set and your confidence in your abilities to this point with the training that you've done after going from Minneapolis to Houston.
¿Cómo sentís que ha sido la transición de entrenarte en Minneapolis ahora a entrenarte en Houston? El progreso que has hecho desde que te mudaste a Texas para prepararte.
Súper bien. La química entre yo y Ronnie ha sido excepcional. Me ha ayudado mucho con nuevas tácticas, nuevas cosas en el boxeo. Me siento bastante contento, ¿no? Bastante conforme y agradecido con todo lo que está pasando con mi carrera ahora mismo y en el lugar donde estoy. Y súper bien, me adapté bastante rápido el cambio.
The change of venue has been nothing but exceptional. I feel so happy and so glad that I'm able to train in Texas with my trainers and my team. The chemistry is off the charts, and I can tell you that it was one of the best things that will happen to me to be able to go down to Houston and progress in the way that I want to progress as a fighter down there in Houston.
All right, great. Did you have anything else, Pierre, or is that it?
No, I'm good. Thank you, champ. Good to see you.
Yeah, see you.
All right, great. Thanks, Pierre. Our next question is going to come from Kirk Jackson with the Scope Network. Kirk, please unmute yourself and you can ask your question.
Thank you very much. And I also appreciate the great gamesmanship from both the fighters. My first question is for Eidos. You mentioned your lineage and your strong ancestry and your willingness to fight whoever at 168. Should you get past David Morrell, could you see yourself conquering another division like
175? No. Once we need to clear up 168 first. Absolutely.
And my next question is, what do you feel like your best attributes are aside from your power and your ring IQ? What do you think are some attributes that us American viewers can see from you in this upcoming fight?
Thank you. So the mainly is a heart. We have brave heart. That's it. We don't quit. And we scare only one God. It's Allah.
Yeah,
when you get scared of only one God, which is Allah, we're the Muslims, so we're not scared with anything. So yeah, this is the main thing. We have boxing skills. He was in boxing for many years, so you know. And the main thing, as I told you, that the mindset and your heart.
Thank you, Champ. I appreciate your answers. And I have one quick question for David.
Go ahead.
David, given your international experience, you mentioned that it doesn't matter where you fight. It's all about making adjustments. Should you get past Eidos, would you use that? Could you use that your willingness to go to your opponent's backyard as a bargaining chip to secure greater fights in the future, like fights against Benavidez and fighting in his hometown, or fights against Canelo and fighting in his hometown? Would you be willing to do that in order to secure those fights?
Hablábamos de la localía y de cómo para vos no importa dónde sea una pelea, lo que importa es lo que sucede dentro del ring. Entonces, considerando eso, ¿estarías dispuesto a ir a Arizona a pelear contra Benavides o a México para pelear contra Canelo si eso te ayudaría a conseguir esas peleas?
No, como ya dije anteriormente, yo no tengo problema donde tenga que pelear. Donde sea, no tengo ningún tipo de problema con eso.
I have no problem whatsoever wherever they will want to fight. Bring it on.
All right, great. Thanks, Kirk. Our next question is going to come from Jake Donovan with Boxing Scene. Jake, please unmute yourself and you can ask your question.
Great. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate you. Eidos, my first question is for you. I know last year you were in line to fight for an IBF eliminator. I know you unfortunately, I believe you caught COVID and had to withdraw from that fight. I just wanted to ask what prompted you to avoid going that route with the IBF and instead going the WBA route to challenge David?
Все, короче, IBF, она же еще перед этим красным кое попал. И почему ты выбрал WBA, не IBF? Да? Он мне уже перерин.
Да, перерага.
So, yeah. Unfortunately, he got COVID during that preparation, so we couldn't make it for IBF title, for the elimination bout. So it was just the elimination. It wasn't for the title.
Right.
So then we had a chance to fight for the elimination for WBA, so we took this chance, and that's it. There's nothing special, you know?
Okay, gotcha. All right, so obviously, whoever wins this fight will be essentially the mandatory challenger for Canelo. He's the undisputed champion. I know neither one of you are looking past each other. I know you're focused on David Morrell. I know David is focused on Eidos. But my question is, with the win on November 5th, would that be the intention that you would want to force Canelo to make his mandatory next year?
Короче, после этого боя ты хочешь уже Канело начал вводить, потому что этот бой дает тебе шанс биться с Канело.
Ставить
тут уберей, он ставит тут выход с Канело, So before Canelo, you know, everybody wants to fight Canelo because of the payday, right? Now, before that, we'd like to pass, first we need to pass the David Morrell, and then we'd like to fight with David Benavidez.
Okay.
Just to show who we are, you know, and then we can call Canelo. That's fair, you know, like just calling Canelo for my money. No, right. you need to prove yourself.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. I mean, nobody could argue with that path.
David Benavidez is the next.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Nobody could complain about that. So, Eidos, thank you very much. Best of luck. And then, David, I do have a question for you. Before your last fight, there was a lot of confusion. A lot of people from your team were, like, calling out David Benavidez to the point of kind of trolling him before he fought David Lemieux. And then Ronnie Shields, of all people, like, was the one that stepped up and said he had other plans for you. So I just wanted to hear from you, like, with a win on November 5th, like what your plan is for 2023? Like, do you feel like you need to develop a little more, or do you feel like you're ready for the top guys in the division?
Bueno, acá yo creo que se creó algo de confusión y alboroto cuando antes de tu pelea anterior, tu equipo medio como que troleó a David Benavidez, como que estaba como que provocando lo demás. Entonces, lo que él quiere saber es, si le ganas a Eidos el 5 de noviembre, ¿cuáles son tus intenciones de tu propia boca, no de tu equipo, para el 2023.
Bueno, eso que se estaba diciendo ante la pelea fue por un comentario que mi padre Benavide hizo, y obvio, automáticamente nosotros respondimos a eso, like, porque el comentario fue por una X página que puso algo raro, o puso algo que no tenía, puso algo que nunca yo dije en las redes sociales, y bueno, automáticamente papá de Navi respondió, y bueno, nosotros le respondimos. Y primero Dios, ganando el 5 de noviembre, mis planes para 2023 serían simplemente, desearía pelear con David Benavides, ¿me entiendes? Ya que dice que nadie quiere pelear con él, pues esa es la primera razón. Pero como ya siempre he dicho, lo que yo quiero hacer es demostrar que soy mejor en las 168 libras.
Okay, first of all, about the Benavides trolling thing. It wasn't that we were trying to troll him, and nothing like that. It was because David's dad, he had said something that it was taken totally out of context by him. I feel like I was misquoted by something that they posted on social media. So my team felt like it was only right to respond to that, and I agree. I feel that they were, you know, within their rights to clap back at the team Benavides. And as far as 2023, God willing, if I win on November 5th, my goal is to fight David Benavides. He says that nobody wants to fight with him. Here I am. Okay. I want to fight with him. So let's make it happen.
Very cool. So with that in mind, how important was it for you to take this mandatory, get it out of the way so that you can fight whoever you want in 2023 without being told who you have to fight?
Entonces, ¿qué tan importante es para vos el poder ganar este 5 de noviembre para que no te tenga, o sea, para que vos puedas decir, yo quiero pelear contra este, no hay nada que se interponga en mi camino?
No, para que vea, eso para mí no es lo más importante. Lo más importante para mí es que tengo que ganar sí o sí el 5 de noviembre, porque es el cumpleaños de mi mamá. Y dos días anterior sería el cumpleaños de mi abuela, que en paz descanse. Eso no tengo eso en mente, ¿no? Tengo en mente prioridad que mi familia, y bueno, después pensaremos en los oponentes, o en decir con quién quiero pelear, o quién quiere pelear conmigo. ¿Quién decía?
A ver, quería saber si entendí bien. O sea, el 5 de noviembre no sería el aniversario, sería como el cumpleaños de lo que de lo que sería tu mamá, ¿verdad? No es el aniversario de... Es lo, cuando sería el cumpleaños, ¿verdad?
Sí, birthday, yeah.
Sí, ok. Entonces, so basically, November 5th is important to me, not just because of what it might mean for 2023 or any mandatory stuff that might be out there. You know why it's truly important to me? Because it will have been my mom's birthday on November 5th. And Happy I feel birthday. Like I want to honor her that way. That's the most important reason why I want to win on November 5th.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks very much, Jake. Our last press questions are going to come from Ismael Abdulsalam with Beats Boxing Mayhem. Ismael, if you could please unmute yourself, you can ask your questions.
Thank you. First question is for Eidos. I wanted to ask you, you have experience with undefeated fighters before. You have beat Issa Samir a couple years ago. He's a power puncher, also undefeated. I wanted to know, fighting someone like that was undefeated, aggressive, a power puncher, how do you feel like that's prepared you for someone like David, who is bigger, but still kind of has a similar power punching, aggressive style?
Вообще ешқандай не бермейді, преимущество бермейді, потому что соперник может оған подбирать еткен шығар, что ноль болу үшін. Оған ешқандай не жоқ менде.
Yeah. I mean, like, we are okay with that, you know, because zero losses doesn't mean anything, because you need to see the roster, like whom he fought, you know, last. So there is no big names, and it was just, you know, cherry picks, that's it. And we don't feel something special about David Morrell, you know. Like,
Got it. Appreciate that. And last question is for David Morrell. David, you've already spoken a lot. A lot of people are always asking you who you're fighting next. They bring up Benavidez a lot. But I wanted to get your opinion on what you feel about Benavidez's next opponent. A lot of people have given him flack about his next fight against Usagi. I wanted to get your opinion on that fight. And do you feel like that's kind of not where he needs to be if he's going to be facing you in 2023?
So the question is that Uzcategui, if he feels that Uzcategui is not at his level, is that the question?
He's fighting him next. What does he think about that fight in comparison to who he's fighting? Does he feel like he's facing the harder fights while David is kind of cruising at this point?
Right. ¿Sentís que Benavidez, que ahora va posiblemente enfrentarse a Uzcategui, está peleando contra rivales más accesibles? Mientras que vos estás yendo en busca de desafíos más y más grandes?
Yo pienso que él ya está estabilizado. So, cada cual tiene su propio trabajo, cada cual decide por lo que haga. Ya está estabilizado, ya tiene un nombre. Tiene ya un estatus, ¿no? Yo estoy buscando un mío. Y lo que él decía son sus cosas. A mí me encantan los retos. Yo cada vez que tengo un reto más grande, es mejor para mí, así puedo demostrar el tipo de boxeador que soy, y en este caso con mi siguiente oponente, que es un buen boxeador, y bueno, voy a demostrar el tipo de boxeador que soy, y es todo.
We have to be realistic here. I'm well aware that David Benavidez is established right now. That's not up for debate. So he can pick certain fights that, in my case, I can't, because I need to prove myself. I still need to get to where I'm established. So I really don't think who David is fighting compares to who I'm fighting, because we're on two different paths right now that hopefully they can cross over at some point. But you know, I'm up for any challenge anytime. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of taking the tough fights, and I don't concern myself really with what others may or may not do.
All right, great. Thank you for that last question, Ismael. And thank you to all the press that joined us today. Thank you as well to both David and Eidos, obviously. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Brian to wrap things up for us.
Okay, Andrew, thank you very much. Guys, appreciate the media questions. Let's wrap this up. Eidos, let's start with you. Give us a final comment. You're taking on David Morrell November 5th. On Showtime. Give us a final comment, and hey, do you anticipate a stoppage, that you will stop David Morrell on November 5th?
Самое комментарий. Не, Давид Морал более не это сказать. Ты ожидаешь его остановить как-то? Война тохтаталась мы за свою.
Я рим, конечно. Не жален, да рим ты позитивен, пирса халай тохтататмызда.
Okay, the first of all, the fight will show, but the plan is to stop him. So yeah. And we will make this plan happen.
Fantastic. David, final comment. What should we expect November 5th? And do you plan on stopping Eidos?
Acá Eidos dice que te va a detener, que te va a noquear. ¿Qué comentario final tenés vos? Y tenés la misma intención de dejarlo besando la lona.
Nada, ya como dije anteriormente, hacer lo que ellos me enseñaron. Pero esta vez mejor.
Look, I'll keep it simple and I'll come back around full circle to what we started with. My plan is to teach you a lesson based on what you say you taught me. Enough said.
Okay, folks, let me tell you something. This main event is going to be fireworks. Two unbeaten fighters, both of them with knockout power. David Morrell, he's 7-0. He's got 6 knockouts. You got Eidos, you're both in the lead, 16-0. He's got 11 knockouts. He's out of Kazakhstan. Gentlemen, I thank both of you for joining us. Can't wait to see you both in Minneapolis. And again, folks, November 5th, Showtime Championship Boxing, 9 p.m. Eastern. That is 6 o'clock Pacific time. And it all goes down from the historic Minneapolis Armory. You can get your tickets now through Ticketmaster or at armorymn.com. I'm Brian Custer. Thanks for joining us. We will see you November 5th in Minneapolis.